Bless the Lord, everybody. For he's worthy to be praised. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord again. We thank God for he's a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. I look around the room this morning. I see the joyful faces. You have a reason to praise God. You're still among the living. That's enough to lift up holy hands, put them together, and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. So we're here. And we're well enough in our minds to know that he's still God. And he's sitting on the throne. And he's worthy to be praised. How many here still believe that he's in control? Somebody ought to say something in here this morning. And don't wait on people to pump you, to get you ready for God. Don't miss him. He's always around. And all we have to do is open up our mouth and give him what he's already given unto us, to let him know that we're grateful. And we honor him. How many, when you opened up your eyes this morning, you said, thank you, God. I thank you. I began to cry out when I opened up my eyes every morning. I tell him, God, you've been so good. You've been better to me than I can even think to be to myself. And then I began to thank him for my family, that they're still here. And I go on and I go on and I go on. And before I know it, I'm praising him. I'm in my praise. And that's what we come here to do this morning. Give God back some of that he's already given unto us. And nobody has to touch me and say amen. Glory to God. I already feel him in my spirit. Thank you, God. Give God a hand clap of praise. He's worthy to be praised. This is your call to worship because you already know who your God is. And you know what's going to change things in your life if you open up your mouth and you give him some of all of that he's given unto us. We thank you this morning. It's just good to see you in the house of the Lord.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my life. Whom shall I fear? Father God, we thank you. We bless you and we honor you, God. For it is your light that has taken us from one level to the next, God. It is because of you, God, that we are clothed in our right minds. We have a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And God, we still have some love in our hearts. We thank you, God, for bringing us here today. We thank you, God, for thinking enough of us, God, that you touched us with the finger of divine love and our eyes came open. We honor you, God, for you've been faithful and every promise, God, you've kept. We love you, Lord, that you have given us some authority in the earth, some wisdom and some knowledge and understanding. You said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we come this morning binding up every thought, action, and movement of the enemy, God, casting it down, Lord, by the authority that you've given unto us. And we come loosing your joy, glory to God, hallelujah, your peace and your wisdom in this house this morning, God. Now, God, we ask that you divide it up however you see fit and lay it on us, God. For we thank you that if we look to the left, everything is all right. And if we look to the right, God, everything is all right, God. So we thank you this morning for every officer in this ministry, God. Every member, God, of this ministry, the pastor. Touch him this morning, God. Let him know that healing is the beginning of it all. And because of who he is to you, he's healed right now in the name of Jesus. For you told us that by your stripes we are healed. And we thank you this morning, God, that you're still God. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for our tithes and offering to give back a small portion of that which God has given us.
Thank you, God.
We ask the ushers to come forward. please stand. Father God, if we just pause just a moment to say thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for the opportunity to give back such a small portion of what you've given us. You're so gracious to us.
Yes, God.
And we do not think it's robbery nor shortcoming of us to give back that
small amount.
And we pray, Father, those that did not have to give but had a desire that you would bless. And for those, Father, that did not give, we ask for a blessing upon them, that your spirit would move in their hearts, that they realize that you are the giver of all good things and everything come unto thee. We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Play a little bit more. My friend, and it won't let me. Oh, it won't let me. I got to tell the world I've been born again. What is this? People say I'm acting strange. Oh, what is this?
What is this?
It made me wanna run on in Jesus' name. Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
it won't let me.
Won't let me
pour my peace. I don't know about you, but whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. From the time she began to sing the song, I wanted to run. Because when it begins, it says, what is this? That means it's something different, something strange, something that I haven't experienced before. That means it pushes you into a place that you're not comfortable anymore. And it makes you do some things that you haven't done before. But then she says, whatever it is, that means that you surrender to God. Whatever it is, God, it won't let me hold my peace. Now that's God. That's God. Whatever it is, God, it won't let me. Please forgive me, my sister. I had to get just a little bit of that. Just a little bit. I love God. I love him. And then when I get into a place of worship, when he began to rain down, I have to let him have his way. We got to learn not to quench the spirit and let God do what God do. Glory to God. You want something to change in your life? You let go and let God. And watch and see what happens to you in your life. I'm a witness because I'm not telling you something that somebody told me. I'm telling you what I've gone through. And what he brought me through. Glory to God. Sick on my bed, didn't know if I was going to get up off of it. But then something strange happened to me. Glory to God. It'll make you love your enemies. Outside of loving your friends, it'll make you love your enemies. Nobody but, leave me alone, Holy Ghost. I'm shaking all over up here. The power of the Holy Ghost has fallen already. Glory. When are we going to identify with what's happening in the room? My God, my God, my God. I don't want to keep you. I know you got things to do. I want to help you with the word this morning. God has sent me in here for a purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you don't mind, my son is with me this morning. I just want to bring him up for just a second. I was going to sing, but I'm going to let him and I'm going to background him if it's okay with you. I'm running for my life. See, that's where I am right now. And he knows all about my story. And I just want him to do just a little bit of it for me. And I'm on background here. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm trying to stay calm. My God.
I'm running for my life. Run because I want to see Christ. I've made up In my mind, I'm gonna run while I've still got time. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. Every day I'm gonna run.
Run.
While the blood keeps running warm
in my veins.
In my veins.
Come on and bless the Lord.
These eyes of mine closed.
Come on and bless him.
And the blood in my veins cold. When I step out, life's back, yo. I won't be able, y'all. See, I can't run no more. I'm gonna
run.
I'm gonna run. Every day I'm gonna
run. Closed, you won't be able to sing no more. All your work down here be done. So you better serve him while you can. Yeah. Serve him while you can. Glory to God. Come on, let's go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 14 through 16. And I won't be long before you. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Talking about people growing up. It's time to grow up, church. The last time I was with you, I think I preached on, who are you listening to? But I want you to understand something. I follow the voice of God. Amen. Evidently, some stuff been going on. He said it was time to grow up. Yes. If you still listening to the voices of others, we got to get focused. Some people are being lost out there because we're not growing up in here. We can't help people if we don't know how to help them. All we are doing is creating some other stuff in their lives. Chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and it reads, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We're still jumping on bandwagons. By the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, which is Christ. Yes. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in what? Love. Church, we got to get it right. It's time to grow up. To be effective in lives outside of these walls, we've got to learn how to grow up here in the walls. This author of this book is Paul. This book was written to the church at Ephesus. And all believers everywhere about AD 60 from Rome during Paul's imprisonment. If we know the story, this is after Paul's, this during Paul's imprisonment. After Paul's experience on the Damascus Road. I think it's safe for me to say that if you know the story of Paul. Paul was a devout murderer. He was good at what he did. He even asked, could he go and kill Christians? Now think about that. I'm going to give you a second and I'm going to move on. He was a devout murderer. But the experience on this Damascus Road changed Paul. If we know our story, it changed Paul. But let me look around in the room and let me be transparent. If I've been a murderer all my days, and I come and tell you that an experience has changed me, how many here gonna believe? It's hard to believe that people have changed. When you've seen the evil work, when you've seen them mistreat people, when you've seen them do things outside of the will of God, and then an experience changes them. But I think it's safe for us to say that Paul has now become a converted Christian. And when Paul became a converted Christian, Paul now shows great concern for the Christians to stay focused on the mission of becoming and staying Christians. Paul understood to remain one body in Christ was and still is a process. Don't get there overnight. You got to go through some stuff. Got to make some changes. Talking about the children of God, whom say we love God and we want to live for him. Paul says, I'm now concerned about the Christian. So if I must take a subject this morning, my subject is, it's a process. process. If we're going to do this in the name of God, we've got to grow up. And it's going to be a process. Because of our former lifestyles and how we lived prior to becoming saved, it's going to be a task. It won't be easy to stay on task as a Christian. Trying to listen to me now. Live, love, and lead God's people. Let me say that again. It will be a task as Christians. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an apostle. But to be children of God. And you want to help somebody come out of their stuff, just like you came out of yours. It's a process. But we got to know how to love, to live and lead God's people. It's a process, church. The word process means this: a set of actions or changes in a special order, which means once the change starts or the change comes, there's an order of steps that take places. Church, it is important that we learn how to go through the process. Most of us, if we be honest in here, we don't like process. We want everything. We popcorn. Microwave popcorn kind of people. Put it in the pot, in the microwave. In a few seconds, you got your popcorn. Good and quick. That's how we want it. We don't like process. Most of us even become bitter in the process. You know why? Because Satan gets in your ear while you're going through. We know that he's always on his job, right? This is what he begins to say in the process. You won't make it. He enters ears because why? We don't know how to protect our ear gates. When you hear him, you ought to shut him out. But some of us have itching ears. That's what the word says. We like stuff. So just let me listen to it and I'll make a decision after I listen. That interrupts the process. Because of we hear him say, we won't make it, we begin to buy into it. Then he tried to tell us, you gave up all of this. You gave up all of this good stuff you were doing out there. I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life when I enjoyed what I was doing. I'm being transparent. Keep yours, hold yours. It's going to be all right. But let me share with you mine. When they said it was time to come in and give your life to Christ, I came kicking and fighting. My mama sit me on the morning bench as a young girl. And she was one of those ones who said, stay there until you change. You better stop preaching my sermon. Brother Martin, you up here preaching my? Help me, brother, I hear you. She knew when I didn't get it. She would take me back again, sit there. And as a child, I was embarrassed. Why my mama got me up here in front of all of these people? But my mom told me later in life that she saw God in me. She said, I have about 6 children and grandchildren that are going to be preachers. And right now, there's still 2 out there who are fighting. But guess what? They won't win the battle. Satan will begin to tell you that you've given up all of this fun, just to come in and suffer as a Christian? He's in the ear gate. Then he hits you with the big one. He tells you that God has left you out here all by yourself. How many here know that it gets rough sometimes, get a little hard sometimes as a Christian? Even when you go in and try to help people, people are shunning you away. They begin to try to remind you of your past, who you was, why you coming to tell me. When all they need to know is that because of you standing before them in the positions that you are now, it had to be a change made in your life. Just like the Damascus Road experience. When he tells you that you are here all by yourself, John chapter 8 verse 44 tells us that Satan is the father of lies. But we must know that we can make it because of who we are in Christ Jesus. And we need to know how to hold on to that. John chapter 16 verse 13 says, the Holy Spirit will guide us to all truth. It will help us to understand God's will for our lives. The word does not lie. If God said it, that settles it. Which brings me to my first point. We must live like Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 22 through 27. You can read it in your leisure. Let me give you that. I better read a little bit of it. It says that you put off concerning your former conduct. See, that's some things we got to do. Stop desiring the same old stuff over and over again. It says you must put off the concerning of your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We got some stuff going on, y'all. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the way the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. How many know that God loves us and he won't leave us out there by ourselves? He's telling you how not to grieve the spirit. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of us speak truth with your neighbor. Speak truth with your neighbor. It's a process, church. For we are members one to another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. We got some instructions going on in the word, telling us how to get there. We got to know who we are and whose we are. It teaches us how to live like Christ. Put off your old ways. Put on a new man. And move in the process. This is just the beginning of your process. It tells us we must imitate Christ. His great love for us led him to the cross. He went to the cross and died for you and I. Because he wanted us to have a better life. You know the story. Couldn't find anyone. He was ready to destroy this. But he said, his son Jesus said, give me a body, I'll go down and I'll redeem man back unto you, God. That's his love for us. So we now have to mirror what God has done through Jesus for others. And this love is not about affection. It's about work and process in the body of Christ. My second point, we must love like Christ. I'm sorry. That was Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now, the third process point is this, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. We must lead like Christ. How you gonna lead somebody? How? We've been asking God for stuff that we're not ready for. I heard him. He says it's a process, and we're not getting the process. We want to jump into stuff. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 through 8 says, we must lead the sinners to Christ by setting the example. You got to be an example. People got to be able to look at you and know that it's God. Mm-hmm. Some of them look at you and say, I don't want to see you. Go the opposite direction. Because of this. Mm-hmm. And that little pink tongue. Mm-hmm. We cause confusion in the church. We cause destruction in the church. And then we want somebody to listen to us. Amen. It's a process, church. It's time to get it right. We must be the ones to set the example. That is what God wants us to do here. We must know that if God is for the, he came not for the healthy, but for the sick who needs a doctor. And we yet want to try to stay in our little cliques. This one over here, my friend. So this is why I'm going to stay. So how are you going to help that brother over there that's sick and needs some help if you're staying over here? He said that he came for the sick, not the healthy. So you better get on your job. It's a process. And I'm getting ready to leave. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. We got to know what we're supposed to be doing in this walk. And if we be honest, as I close, there's one who did the process correctly.
Yes.
One who went through the process for you and I. Amen. He set the example and we still won't follow it.
Yes.
Glory to God. He never committed a sin. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall.
Lord.
Never committed a sin. They judged him unrighteously. And he never opened up his mouth. Now look at the example that we have. But they couldn't find no fault in him. They didn't just judge him, but they whipped him. My God, they whipped him all night long. That's what the word says. They whipped him all night long, but he never said a mumbling word. The example of going through the process. They put nails in, that's what it says. They put nails in his hands and ribbons in his feet. And hung him on a cross. But they tell me that they stood the cross up. That's where they made the mistake. Because the word said, he said, if I, hey, glory to God, be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. How many have you drawn to the word of God? How many have you allowed to see you be crucified and go through and still came out of the fire? I don't look like what I've been through, but I'm willing to go through the process. For the word tells us that they that wait upon the Lord, we're going to be renewed. And then he's going to give us some gifts. He's going to mount us up, glory to God, hallelujah, on wings as eagles. How many know that the eagle can fly to the highest mountain and look down and zoom in on what he needs. And take off and get there and fly back. Glory to God. He's got some gifts for you. Those are the benefits of being a child of God. Glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit. They said that he laid his head in the locks of his. Watch my God. Watch him. Watch Jesus. He laid his head in the locks of his shoulder. And he gave up the ghost. Going through the process. To be the example for us. And he said that he didn't stay dead. Said that he went to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. And he preached a revival. Amen. Glory to God. But how many know there were some sick folks down in hell? Amen. And he didn't leave them there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said he said, I'm getting ready to leave here. I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many want to go with me? Come on and go with me. Thank you, Jesus. The process will cause you to become powerful, to walk in authority, to have some love in your heart. That you'll go through some stuff for somebody else. It won't even be your battle, but you'll step in the fight. And you'll come out victorious because you went in with him and not yourself. Glory to God. I thank you today, God, that I stood when you told me to stand. I opened my mouth when you said open your mouth. I didn't let the world tell me how to do it. I'm going through the process. I don't know who is in here, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Go through the process. It's okay. It's okay to get in a fire every now and then. I promise you, you'll come out and you won't smell like smoke. He'll bring you out. Glory to God. And they'll wonder why you're not burned. But it'll be God all by himself. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. God did it. That's who did it. Thank you, Jesus. It's a process, church, and it's okay. Somebody here give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the process, God. Uh-huh. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I know God to be a right now God. And if he said it, that settles it. But before I sit down, I want to tell you something. You plus God is a fixed fight. I say it all the time. All you got to do is depend on him. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You want to be able to help somebody out there? Get dressed in here. You can't sit in these pews all the time and just say, yeah, I got my word, I'm going home. But who is the word going to benefit if you got it in you and you won't let it out? It's a process, church. You're coming in here for a purpose. Ah, glory to God. Don't preach my sermon back there. Thank you, brother. Just letting me know somebody got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sing, feel, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get dressed, church. And I keep saying that the last time I was here, I told you this is a dress-up room. We should have had on some new outfits this morning. Don't look the same. I see some changes. Uh-huh. You've been through some fires, but you didn't get burned. That's God. Don't think it's you now. Don't get puffed up. This is just a part of your battle that you got to go through to get dressed. Now comes the next battle. But know that God has in the palms of his hand. Thank you for allowing me to come be with you. The doors of the church are open. Thank you, Jesus. The doors of the church are open. Come to Jesus. Somebody in here may need the Lord. Come to Jesus just as you are. Now unto him who is able to present us faultless before the great throne of mercy, be majesty, power, henceforth and forevermore. God, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we honor you. We come, God, while we yet have time. To God be the glory for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.